Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter with Prepare for College. And again, that website is prepare4college.com. Today, we're going to go into new territory, so to speak. There's a lot of questions out there as to what's going to happen in this upcoming year with the administration, with various departments and everything, and college. And we're just going to sort of go through that quickly. And so I'm not going to get too deep into it. I'm going to pass it off to Al and to Chuck. So Al, I'll let you take it away.
Well, thanks for letting me be the spokesperson here. But this little six bullet points was created by all of us. So let me just go through these because these are the questions we're getting on the phones from our clients, all three of us. So how will these announcements by the administration affect colleges in general? Well, you're going to get bored by the time I finish the six bullet points, because the first answer is we don't know. What, the second bullet point, what will happen to the Department of Education? We don't know. Will these announcements affect college admissions? We don't know. What will happen to the federal grants? We don't know. Will there still be a FAFSA form to complete? We don't know. Are you getting the message? When will we know the answer to these and other questions regarding college? We don't know. However, we have some opinions, which we will go politically maybe a little bit off of left and right of center and share with you maybe a couple of answers for these really six good bullet point questions. And Chuck has some nice points on these. So let's go with the first one. How will these announcements by the administration affect colleges in general? Chuck, what do you think?
Well, once again, this is my only opinion, you know, so we may have three different opinions here since we do not know, because nothing has been done yet. I do not think that it's going to affect any of the admission issues in dealing with college. And if they do come in and try to restructure the Department of Education, which is their supposedly the main goal or whatever, I think it's going to be regulated more to your K through 12 education system in the states, and not necessarily directly into the college. If they do anything on the college level, it will be probably more in lines of the DEI, or whatever you call it, diversity, equity, and inclusion forethought. College admissions, I don't think it's going to affect it whatsoever. Now, whenever you get into your need-based scholarships, like your Pell Grants, your SEOG grants, and your student loans and things along those lines, I think the Department of Education will be shrunk down to where they maintain that particular area. They're not going to leave that up to the states. On the FAFSA form, my opinion won't affect the FAFSA form whatsoever. And once again, we don't know what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. But I think it's going to be geared more towards your K through 12 school, giving more school choices out, giving the states the opportunity to go ahead and design their education system. Maybe lean a little bit more on a format of charter schools, which we have right now, and leaving the financial realm and the educational program, the outline of what they're going to be teaching the kids, and leaving that up to the states themselves. So I think there's where the big majority changes are going to come in. I think it would be a benefit to the colleges in lines of admission, because right now, out of the 40 top universe or 40 top nations, developed nations in the United States today, the United States is down all the way down to the bottom 40. they're ranked 40th. And right now we spend more money from the federal government down to the states, and then they throw money into it and things in teaching our kids a college education. And I've heard price tags all the way from $18,000 per student all the way up to $26,000, $27,000. So let's say the average is $24,000 a year. And in a lot of states, that amount of money can pay for a good private high school or elementary or middle school education in some of the other states, unless you get up to the New England states to where you see $34,000. I've seen them as high as 60. We only have one private high school here in the state of Kentucky that charges right at $22,000 a year. So it's going to be spread out all over the United States. Now, some of the things that I have heard of the benefits, it's going to give more control back to the states, their community, as well as put more support back into the parents' hands, which is a good thing. It will be in lines of giving the kids not a set form of education, but let the state and the communities design their own education program to where they can increase the how can you put it, ability, I guess, to do math and science and things along those lines. And I think the competition from one high school to the next will also benefit the community as well as the parents. So that's my input. I think it's a good thing.
Gary, how about you?
Well, you know, I can see where they may revamp the K through 12. And, you know, we definitely have a need to get that cleaned up, so to speak. But I'm always concerned that when people start to go in and make some changes to a program, they tend to make more changes than need to be made. And I think this may pour over into the college area, not as much as it's going to happen in the K through 12 area, but it's going to go into the college area. And again, this comes back to your part there, Al. We just don't know right now. And we have to wait and see what happens. We have to get more information in order to make a good decision as to how this is going to proceed, if it's going to be positive or negative. But right now, you have to be patient, you have to wait, and you have to see what's put on the table, and then you make an analysis from there. That's my thoughts now, on it.
Yeah, and I'll share mine real quickly here. So for those that are stressing out about the 25-26 school year, not to worry. Now, I think we could confidently say about 90% anyway, I can, that what is happening here at the administration level and the Department of Education is not going to affect the 25-26 school year. There'll be some transition, whatever it may be, but it will not be for those that are going to college for the first time or for multiple, the second, it's for college, 25-26 school year. Second thing, the colleges have made these positions called enrollment managers. Enrollment managers are in addition to admissions directors and financial aid directors. And the enrollment managers is a mathematical way to calculate and create a freshman class. It is all by the numbers. Those are done by partially the family's ability to pay. That is discovered by the FAFSA and the CSS profile for those colleges that use it. So my opinion would be a little bit different than yours, Chuck, in that I don't, I take that back. I'm going to be in agreement. They're going to take the elementary, but they're not going to change the college, because that is something that would be a seismic level 9 earthquake if they wanted to try to do that. It already is a 7 with the states and all. So I think that the FAFSA will be very much around. I think the federal grants and everything will be very much around. They're not going to change. I don't think it's going to affect college admissions as much as you might think, because it is part of the admissions process, and that is partially determining the family's ability to pay. Most of the time in college admissions is based on grade point average and standardized test scores. That's been the standard. However, that little trickler thing at the end is, what is the family's ability to pay? Well, this is how we know it, the FAFSA. So what will happen at this point in time for those that are worried about the 25-26 school year? Take a breath, exhale, nothing. But for everybody else, we don't know. That would be
one of the things, Al, that I also like about revising the Department of Education. Right now, we have a system to where the Department of Education has what they call one size fits all. In other words, the course study and all of that, everybody has to go by the federal Department of Education's laws, their course study outline and things like that. If they leave this back into the state's hands, then the states themselves and the people that they are governing or involved with the state education system, they can build their own. Will there be some failures? Will they be making some bad decisions? Sure they will, just like with any new thing. But then again, the ones that are successful, then the other schools can adapt that, and it could possibly go along the state lines. Like from if things are working well in Kentucky, then it could be working well in Missouri. Or maybe in Indiana, they said, yeah, let's try this. There's going to be some major changes being made, but I think it's a good thing to where we get away from one size fits all on across the United States.
So you can see three slightly different and similarities with us. But the only thing that I think we can all confidently say is, for now, we don't know. Gary? That would be the end of this discussion.
I have nothing more to say. And I think we've covered just about all the bases and what we wanted to get across to everyone. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us talk here. And this is a slightly different type of podcast than we normally do. But I think it does have some benefit here for your people out there. So again, this will be recorded. It's on our website at Prepare for College, and it's prepare4college.com. And again, if you have friends or family members who have children that are about to go off to college or in their later years in high school, and they're trying to understand what's ahead of them, share the website with them. There's a lot of good information on there that can help families as they navigate through this, I'll call minefield, as I like to describe it sometimes. So with that, again, thank you for your time and have a good week now. Bye, everyone.